Many people have the ambition to succeed. Many people have the ambition to succeed. Now, success comes in many ways. Success comes in happiness. Success comes in peace. Success comes in business. Success comes in family relationships. Success comes in so many wonderful ways. But we don't give it credit for that. We don't give success credit for all the manners in which it approaches and comes into our life. And we can. We can give success all the credit in the world for coming in our life. Count your blessings. That's what they tell us. Count your blessings. And as you count your blessings, those are your successes. Those are your ambition. Those are your fulfillment and the reward that comes to you. And when you start getting success in any way at all, when you start getting success in happy relationships between you and your family, between you and your coworkers, between you and your world, when you start having success in those areas, then beautiful things happen to you. Beautiful things come into your world. Beautiful things say to you, hey, this is wonderful. This is fantastic. I'm so happy. I'm so pleased. I am so delighted that everything is going so great for me. Yes, that's what you say. And as you say that, beautiful things happen in your world. As you say that, beautiful things happen in your life and you feel very fantastic. Many people have the ambition to succeed. Yes. And the ambition to succeed is to wrap yourself in the concept of success. To wrap yourself in the concept that all is in divine order, that everything is beautiful and good, that everything is fantastic, that everything is lovely, that everything is glorious. That's all you do. That's all you have to do is to wrap yourself in that realization. And when you wrap yourself in that realization, beautiful things take place in your life. Beautiful things take place in your life. Can you start looking at your family and saying, I have the most wonderful family in the world? Everybody in my family is beautiful. My spouse is beautiful. My children are beautiful. My mother and father are beautiful. My brothers and sisters are beautiful. All things in my life are beautiful. All things in my life are glorious. All things in my life are magnificent because all things in my life are my choice to succeed in them. Yes. Do you succeed in eating an ice cream cone? Now you take an ice cream cone and it's cold and it's good. And so you start licking at the cone and you lick it and you start taking it very fast. And pretty soon you get a headache, you get an ice cream cold headache, and you slow down. And you take it a little slower, and you more thoroughly enjoy each lick that you take on that ice cream cone. And as you do that, you feel, oh, that's so good. And then you make yourself, pace yourself, so that you will not go too fast and get an ice cream cone headache. Which is stupid to do because that's not comfortable. That's not comfortable at all. So, you pace yourself and you say, all is in divine order. You say, this is good. You say, everyone in my world is beautiful and wonderful. Everyone in my world is fantastic. You say, I eat this ice cream cone and I enjoy every lick, every little taste that I get. Every bit of it that I have, I enjoy every bit. I don't have to gulp it down because that doesn't leave me happy at all. I don't have to take it and say, oops, I dropped it. I lost it. If you lost it, put it in the trash and buy another one. You can. You can afford this little things as you go along through life. And be happy on all the things that come to your world, all the things that come into your life, all the things, because many people have the ambition to succeed. And many people succeed. They succeed by taking it step by step, pace by pace. They take it moment by moment. They don't rush. They just move smoothly to the goal they have in mind for themselves. And that goal they have is to lick that ice cream cone. Not too fast, not too slow so it melts on them, but just right. They go at the desires of their heart. Not too fast, not too slow, just step by step. As they say in mathematics, write down the entire formula. It shows you that you know how to accomplish that formula. It shows you you know how to use mathematics to achieve the goal that you want to achieve, the success. And your ambition is fulfilled. It's fulfilled beautifully and wonderfully. Many people have the ambition to succeed, and they succeed because they go at it in a gentle, beautiful, consistent, positive manner. And as they go at it in this gentle, beautiful, positive manner, everything seems to just turn up roses. Everything seems to go so smoothly. When you write down the formula that you're using for a mathematical equation in algebra, for instance, this is what must be done when you're learning, because when you're learning how to do it wonderfully and beautifully. You're learning how to do it in a perfect manner. And as you learn how to do it in a perfect manner, it always works out. It always fulfills itself in its ideal way. It is always manifest. Don't lick that ice cream cone too fast. Don't go, oh, you're so excited about a new idea. You're so excited. And you rattle on about that new idea. And you tell everybody about that new idea. And you say it so fast, nobody can understand what you're saying. You do, but nobody else can understand. You're not achieving the goal you want of having that be understood. So step by step, gentle by gentle, you enunciate your words. You enunciate your concepts. You think clearly. You think wonderfully. You think boldly. You think magnificently. And as you think this way, it fulfills itself for you in your life. Always remember to be gentle. Always remember to take it step by step. Always remember that though many people have the ambition to succeed, if they don't have the technique to be peaceful, to be balanced, to be harmonious in every way, success will not come to them. Success will not knock on their door and say, "Here I am, yes." Success will just touch the door gently and say, "Hey, anybody home? Here's an idea. How about that?" And you don't look at that idea and say, "It's too good to be true." You don't look at that idea and you say, "Oh my gosh, that's wonderful, that's magnificent, that's glorious." You look at that idea and say, "Yeah, I like that." Gently, step by step, you walk through your idea to accomplish it and fulfill it in every manner possible to be perfect indeed. This is who you are. This is what you are, and this is where you are. You are the many people who have the ambition to succeed, and you are the people, singular, who are able to take your ambition and succeed with it, because you go step by step, gently, wonderfully, smoothly, fulfilling your desire now and forevermore. It's your choice. It's my choice. It's my desire. It's my ambition. And I do it now. Know that I think that you're the most wonderful people on the face of the earth because you're my reflection. And I love you. 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 I love you.